The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Koilel at the Beis Havad Halacha Koilel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Zayinim Aleph discusses the sugya of Graf Shel Rei. The Gemara brings down that Hitter Rebbe L'taltel Machta Be'afra. The Rebbe was matir to move around the machta, a shovel with the dirt inside of it, the afer inside of it. So, and the Gemara says that the heter is what? The Gemara, Amar Baye, mi di dehavei graf shel rei. This is just like the idea that you're allowed to move around the graf shel rei, which the literal translation is a bedpan, that is a disgusting item, and that you're allowed to move it around. So too, kanira b'makim kavod abrius, the Chazal didn't goizer their takana of moksa, and they had rachmanis because of kavod abrius that you're allowed to move around something disgusting, albeit that a bedpan is in this matzav right now, it's holding disgusting items, it's holding tsoya, and it's holding the Meir Glayim, and therefore it's something which is certainly not a kli and unusable on Shabbos and should be muksa. However, the Mokim, Kavod Abrius, they weren't geyser, and therefore Graf Shel Rei is permitted to be moved on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that if we have anything doime to a Graf Shel Rei, then that would also fall into this heter. So the Gemara understood at first that's the heter why Rebbe was metaltel, Rebbe was makel to be metaltel the machta with the offer, this shovel with dirt. Omar Rava, Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar, Rava says that it's not true. Number one, Graf Shel Rei, Moyes, all in Moyes. That this is not disgusting, Moyes. It's not something which is ekeldik. Ve'oid, Graf Shel Rei is Migli V'Hamichsi. Over here, it's different, it's covered, and therefore it doesn't have that same level. Vinishvi, the Gemara is already introduces us to the sugya of Graf Shel Rei, and that sugya comes up again in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, that the Gemara discusses a case about an achper, also a mouse, which was very, very disgusting to people, and the Gemara seems to say over there, the reason you're allowed to move it is because it's a Graf Shel Rei. It's something that disgusts people. The Gemara later on discusses in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet, it discusses plates that have on them also items which are mias and they're not pleasant. The Gemara says that's the heter of Graf Shel Rei. In Kuf Mem Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses certain types of pits that have also a mias aspect to them. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Chof Aleph, Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses the leftover droplets of wine that are in a cup from a goy. That's also mias to us. And the Gemara discusses in Beya, Daf Lamid Vav Amid Beis, some type of a drip, which is also creating an unpleasant matziv. And this is the heter of Graf Shel Rei. This is brought down the halacha, of course. Yeah, Ma brings it it's brought in many places, all these different dinyanim are brought in Shin Ches, Sif Lamed Dalet, to Sif Lamed Zayin. The Ramah brings it in Reish Ayin Tes and Sif Beis, the Bir Loch in Simin Shin Ches and Sif Dalet, the Mishabura brings it in Shin Ches, Sif Kotten, Kuf Tes Vav, Vechule, Vechule. Simin Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Dalet, it's brought Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Kotten Yud Beis and Mishabura. It's brought in many different places, this Indian of Graf Shel Rei. The Shaila is to get together of what exactly fits into the halachas and what exactly are the, what exactly goes into this kula of Graf Shel Rei. So, the Meiser of Shlom Zalman is known to have said that it doesn't have to be to this extent that which seemingly does come out of our Gemara of Mias, there has to be something mamish disgusting, but if it would be something which is very unpleasant to somebody, somebody's embarrassed from something, its existence embarrasses the person, or it's very unpleasant for the person to be around it, that would also go into the heter of Graf Shel Rei. One has to be careful when using this heter, and it requires a lot of intellectual honesty. I mean, if a person has a hammer on a table, so a hammer on a table, if he needs the makim, it would be a klishul nachal yeser, but if he doesn't need the makim, so then he's going to say, well, it's not Shabbos stick. So Ramesha said, that's the greatest beat-wave cover expression of Kavod Shabbos, is that he leaves the hammer on the table and he says, look, I can't move it. That's the greatest expression of Kavod Shabbos. He has dust on his jacket, and his Isser, we know, to dust off your jacket when you have dust on your jacket. And he says, no, but it's not Shabbos stick. But that's the greatest expression, is to have a stain on Shabbos and to show I'm being Shomer Shabbos. That would really be the greatest expression. However, if the person is really be'emes, embarrassed, and mamish, they have guests coming over, and it's a newlywed couple, and she's inviting over the Shviger for the first time, and for her, it's a terrible busha to have a hammer on the table, face, or other type things, mamish or busha. So then you have to know, it could be that would fall into the hagdara of a Graf Shel Rei. If you, the Gaon of Shlomo Zalman, so you do it at Ramesha. Also, Ramesha similarly brought in the Sefer Tiltulei Shabbos in Oislam et Ches. He brings the lashon to Loi Be'ina Shei Moyes Mamish. It doesn't have to be totally disgusting. Let's say his wife is extremely makbid, that already would also perhaps go into embarrassment, would also perhaps go into this hagdara of a Graf Shel Rei. The Aruch HaShulchan Gradus says not like this. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Shinchat and Tziv Samech says Mamshi opposite, and it really comes from our sugya that Soyishal Susim, the waste of horses, Nirashain Masrichim, it's not so disgusting, it doesn't smell so bad. Veloy Chashu Grashal Rei. Ve'efshir, the Istinis cuts Nafsha. Like, Hilu, the only person maybe you can hear being Makel on is an istness, and therefore a person really has to be very careful before he uses this heter. And of course, it's really based on our sugya. And the Lashon Har Gemara is clear. Moyes, the high loy moyes. In order for something to be a graf shel rei, it would have to be moyes. There's a Pnei Yeshua and Be'ah, which is mashma. Maybe this, it might be, Be'ah Daf Beis might be mashma that this idea of moyes is a machlekes asugyas. And Ayin Sham, maybe it's a machlekes between Kuf Chav Dalid, where there the case is talking about kairos, which are taka not moyes. And in our sugya, it does say requirement of mois. But again, one should be machmir in this shaylin only if something is disgusting. It would be make along the concept of a graf shel rei. The heter of graf shel rei, the Moshe writes in that same sefer, that the heter is, it's not a hutra, it's not pshat the chazal were in geyser, like the way some might have thought. It's more of a getter of a tchuya, that it's a chazal pshat were mekel, that you shouldn't be, you're not going to want to sit in a makom which is disgusting on Shabbos. So they were mekel. It's like a tchuyazah, that if you can get out of it, l'mashal, you should get out of it. Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says in Shin Chesiv Samech that you should do it idea goy. If you have a goy, you should do it idea goy. You have to know. You have to be careful with the Chil Hashem. You can tell a goy, please take this. And it's clear that, you know, walking out on the street and trying to find a goy to move a diaper is maybe a shayla of Chil Hashem. But al kaponim, if it's easy, certainly a person should certainly try to get a goy. Because it's tchuya. Aruch HaShulchan goes so far as to say that you should even get a child to do it. It's better to get a child because it's tchuya. However, if Moshe said that even if you say it's tchuya, but avada, you have to be chayshish that you're going to start teaching a child to move muksa around on Shabbos, and avada, that is not min harotzi. That's avada, something which one should be makel on. And fakaret, if Moshe held that dafka, a gadol should do it in this situation, and not teach the child, kilu, you're allowed to move around muksa on Shabbos. If the Yafsharius exists to cover a graf shel rei, so then instead of actually being metaltal it and moving it, so the paiskin taka is a few values from Kama Gemaras and many paiskin, including the Teferis Yisrael and Talmud Parakei, he brings down that's adif. It's lashon in Parakei and Mishnehei, in the boyas seifois gimels imefshel chvois alav kli adif tvei. It's better to cover it and not to have to move it. And the paiskin Aruch HaShulchan says that if you were able to move it on Erev Shabbos v'loy haitzi, it could be you're not going to be allowed to move it on Shabbos even. Now, you're there, guy, you'd be willing to be makel, but that this is such a tchuya, it's not something that we really want to be makel unless we have no brera. Ramesh writes, if you could do it, Ayyadeh Tiltum and Atzad. Ramesh says it's better to do it, Ayyadeh Tiltum and Atzad, in Chelekei, in Simchav Beit, that means moving it indirectly, that's for sure better than moving it with your hands, moving it on your own. If you could, I guess, I imagine, if you could do it with a shinoi, it's also probably better to do it with a shinoi. The Pais can discuss the Nagelwasser in the morning, the famous Bir Halacha, and Simon Shinam Ches, and Tziv Ches, how you let it move around Nagelwasser. The water after you used it is now disgusting. Even my Mechreinim, it has this Ruach Ra on it, it's disgusting. So the emes is that the Bir Halacha says, Lo Mikri Yein Roy, Dein Alem Shemis, it's no Isser. Ella Ruach Ra, it's not real disgusting. And that's, Mishnah Berurah seems to say that maybe that wouldn't be considered a Davashel Mias. The Maisa, the Yashiv is known to have said in the Sefer Shalmi Yehuda in Perk Yud, Haram Mem Aleph, that it's not Muksa at all, because you're able to use it to wash around the Beis HaKisei. You could use it to clean out a toilet with, for example. So therefore, most probably, it wouldn't be included in the necessity of the Heter of Graf Shel Rei. It might not even be Muksa Bechlau. The halachas of this heter of the graf shel rei, first of all, you're allowed to be metaltil muksa to cover a graf shel rei. Until now, we've been discussing that the graf shel rei is the muksa, and you're allowed to move it to avoid this uncomfortable situation. What about moving muksa to cover the graf shel rei? So this is a tremendous machlekes. I gratis saw that the Chut HaShani, Rav Nissen Karel, Tazayin Gezunt, in Chelik Gimel, in page Kuf Lamed Ches, in Dibra Maskel Chen, is Taka Mekel. But it's a very big chiddush. Shaila is, what happens if a person, it's not moist to him? The item isn't moist to him. You know, you have a person who's certainly not being mechabed his chaverim, and he's certainly being going around the Gemara and Chagiga and Dafei, he's disgusting his chaverim, and he's blowing his nose in a public place, whether it's in a shul or kadaima, and he's blowing his nose, and he's got a pile of tissues next to him, and the person comes over to him and says to him on Shabbos, no, it's a Graf Shel, you know, he says to him, move your tissues. So the person who's blowing his nose says, well, it's Muksa. I can't move it. Now that these tissues are used up, Gamre, and this portion not usable at this point, and they're just tissues. He says, it's Muksa, I can't use them. They're like stones at this point. So the person who's asking him to move the tissues tells him, it's a Graf Shel Rei. Right? It's a Graf Shel Rei. So the person who's blowing his nose says, not for me. Maybe for you it's a Graf Shel Rei, but not for me. So in that case, would he taka, you know, the person who's blowing his nose saying, if you like to move them, you can do move them. For you, it's a Graf Shel Rei, you can move them. Is that true? That it has to be dafka to the person who's disgusted, only he has the heter to move them. The Maisa Gaim Rishlem Zalman and Chodashani Rav Nekelitz in that same place both say that it's a heter. It's a heter that Chazal gave to Pashat Al Tzkavad Abrius. Even if it's not disgusting to you, but if it's disgusting to somebody else, you'd be allowed to move it. And that's why the mashal, the person would have garbage, you know, in the makom with his erev, and he wants the garbage is beginning to smell, and he had, let's say, bachrim over for Shabbos, over here in Eretz Yisrael, very common, he has bachrim over for Shabbos, and he wants to ask those bachrim to take down the garbage, so even though they're leaving the house, and they're certainly not going to be disgusted by it, but about it, that would fall into, as a comet smells, and it's disgusting, that would go into the heter of Graf Shel Rei, and even though for them it's not disgusting, they'd be allowed to take it and throw it in the garbage. A few examples that we find in the Paiskim, we mentioned already, a live mouse, that certainly is to people very, very meas and disgusting, that would fall into this heter. A diaper, that would certainly be nechlal in this iser, this heter, excuse me, of Graf Shel Rei, something that smells, it's a reach ra. The tissues, we gave the example. Klipas and atzamas, on a shulchan, a person has shells and bones, and it's definitely something that if there's too much of it, and the Magid Avraham and Simon Shin Lamed Zayin and the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Chasiv Katan Kuf Tezvav bring down that of course would also have the heter of a Graf Shel Rei. That would also be, if there's lots of bones, that would also go into the heter. A person that has dandruff, that also, you know, a person that has a lot of dandruff, it's not considered embedded, so therefore there's no problem of leaping on his jacket when he's wiping it off. And it's certainly something that's embarrassing to that extent that people find it unpleasant and maybe even a little bit disgusting. And that's why I saw in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos and Sin and Shin Mem, Mois Kavches, Dibre Maslo, the Etzim, that he considers this also in a Graf Shel Rei. Interesting, the Be'er Halacha talks about a pot, Kederis, and we know that pots are Betzim, they're Kalisha Nachal Isser, their main primary purpose of a pot is to be used to cook and to do an isser with, and therefore a pot is a klish machal isser which only should be moved to the sarakuv makayma. And once a person finishes the chayr with the food in the pot, when there's food in the pot, of course, not muksa, but once he finishes the food in the pot, the chayr generally it's a klish machal isser and he wouldn't be allowed to move it unless he had a tsarach. The Be'er Halacha says in Shin Ches and Tiv Gimel, Lini Kedera, Makom Makom Nira, if the food is out, if a medis buy it's mutal taltal, he's still allowed to move it. Because it's a Graf Shel Rei. It's disgusting. Ayin kuvchav daldin in Kaira. Shev Alevi points out something very, very mistaber in Chelik Aleph in kuvchav zayin nois dalid. And Shev Alevi points out that this is only a reference to a kedera shel cheres. You know, they had their earthenware type of pots, which were very, very meas and kanira. They were also very, very smelly, and they were used for years at a time. And the taka were very moist. Kimvura over here, we saw in the Gemara common times already, this concept of an earthenware vessel. Cheres is considered a muksmachs meas. We saw it's a measdika thing when it's cheres. But our pots, it's very hard to say that our pots are, especially if you go with the pshat that they're meas, and even if you go with the pshat that they're of embarrassment, but a person has in the kitchen a pot, why would that create a situation of a Graf Shel Rei? And therefore, pashas, our pots would not have this heter. And the nafkamina of this might even come out lakula, because it could be that in Hilchos Sukkah, we all know that in Hilchos Sukkah, there's a whole halacha, everyone knows there's a shaila about bringing pots into a sukkah and leaving the pots in a sukkah, and Bamis Mishabruah, it tells a person that when you put a pot in a sukkah, it's a whole shaila about even making a bracha, b'shas, that the pot is in the sukkah. The chayra, the pashas is that because the Mishabur is learning that pots are disgusting and bringing it into a sukkah makes the place into a miyistik and makam, it's improper, it's not takes shukain to duru. But when one reads this Mishnah, he sometimes he wonders, like, sometimes I bring the pot to the table, you know, when there's no guest, I'll bring a pot to the table, and he wonders that perhaps, you know, what's a pshat? So you could have learned that maybe, because since it's not so common to bring pots to the table, so therefore it creates the sukkah into a matziv of a makim that's not the normal living room and living room status. But it could be that Lefi the Shevet Alevi has a lot of Hezber and it might even come out of Kula. It could be Lefi the Shevet Alevi, their pots were taka very, very disgusting. And then when the pot was in the sukkah, it was taka not roy and not pleasant to be making a bracha, and it was not a teshu came to do a matziv. Mashenkin, it could very well be that with our pots, you would taka be allowed to bring them into the sukkah. And one would have to ask a shayla, la locha, if it could be make like that. The chayra, person should always try before Shabbos to take out the garbage. And with this, he's really Mekayim Tu and Yonim. The Mishabura brings down Taka and Reish Nun, just like there's an Indian to start the day, Erev Shabbos, with doing something with Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. That's a kiyum of the Pasuk V'chinu Mamisha. The Kovet Shabbos is Mekayim, a person, first thing in the morning to get into that mode of preparing for Shabbos. So too says the Mishabura that he should always do something right before Shabbos also. That the whole entire day was considered a day of preparation for Shabbos, and that's why you see Halakha Eden running to shul and they have a garbage bag in their hand and they're throwing it in the garbage. They're being Mekayim the Salafa, that they're doing something with Kovet Shabbos. What's the Kovet Shabbos involved? Is that they're going to, first of all, they're making the house prepared for the Shabbos Malchus, but number two, they're not going to have to come day this heter on Shabbos of Graf Shel Rei, because we saw already the Arfah Shulchan says that Vadi should try to avoid this heter, and even though on Shabbos it would wind up smelling, he might be permitted, even though the Arfah Shulchan said if he had the ability, if it was already Graf Shel Rei, he wouldn't have the heter, but here, Vinishvi certainly should try to avoid the situation, no matter what, and he should try to take out the garbage or diaper pails, etc. All these in Yonim should taka be taken care of before Shabbos. Even the Mishabura even brings down that a person should remove all spider webs before Shabbos, based either on the premise of Kovet Shabbos, maybe based on Pikabola, but certainly this Indian of Gav Sharei should certainly be avoided. Not avoided if the heter requires it, but it should certainly be avoided that it shouldn't have to come the day that necessity, that heter b'chlal. And really, there's a whole different sugya in Beya, and that discusses if a person is allowed to make a graf shirei l'chatchila. The Paiskim explained that when he's eating on his plate, and he has shells, and he has chveis bones, and whatnot, that's not called he's creating a graf shirei l'chatchila. That's called that he's eating. And the mice of eating is a mice of heter, explained the Shita Mukubatsis. And once he ate, now he has the bones, and now he has the garbage, he would have the heter of Graf Shirei. But you see, Hakabanim, that the person does have to be careful to try not to use this heter of Graf Shirei. Number one, because it's a tchuya. Number two, because it's also not so mugder. It's not so clear what goes into the heter. Just maybe dvarim that are ma'usim, or extended even to things that embarrass a person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.